Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
...on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
That last shot was from our good friend John D. Just couldn't hold out, could you, John? Had to go for the had to go for the gold. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me, and we're celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and all the great friends like John and the others. Gary Moore was in there. I'm trying to remember who was the other folks in there, but a lot of great messages, John. Thank you for doing that, and we've had a lot of fun with that, and thank you for 17 great years.
Oh, I appreciate it, Jim. You know, when we started out, it was close to together when we started out.
Yep.
You were one of the first publications, your newsletter, yep, when you started,
yep,
it. And
99.
Then I picked up and started getting people to read.
Yeah, absolutely. So, John, folks, John Deeney, John, need your websites, please.
JohnFDeeney.com, and we've got a whole bunch of new tools that go with the book where you can start calculating what you need to retire and whether your valuation is in line, and that's at YourExitMap.com.
And that's where they can find out more about the book, too, right? YourExitMap.com.
Yeah, and everything on there, there's a whole bunch of interactive spreadsheets and stuff, and it's all free.
All right, we appreciate that. So check that out, folks. And you'll find John's book there, Your Exit Map, same thing. And again, I just can't tell you what a beautiful and useful and compelling book it is. As a publisher and an author, this is the second book John's written that I'm jealous of. And so John, congratulations again. So John, let's wrap up our give us some of your thoughts on where you think things are now with baby boomers. Are they going to be able to sell their businesses? Are we going to get to a point? See, I'm worried about a time in the future where we're going to try to sell our houses and there's nobody going to be there to buy the houses. Are we getting to the point where...
I think that's there too.
Are we going to get to the point where we're going to try to sell our businesses, there's not going to be anybody who wants them?
I've always been straightforward, Jim. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
There are far too many boomer business owners, far too much competition, as we just talked about, with corporate America, with hiring people with ambition. Do you know, since 2008, the number one concern of Fortune 500 CEOs has been replacing the boomers with younger people? That's why they're offering all these benefits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want people. I mean, they're not deliberately against entrepreneurism. But the people who were formerly entrepreneurs are now seeing that they don't have to bootstrap, they don't have to suffer, they don't have to go into debt, they can go into corporate America,
mm-hmm,
and get a whole lot more benefits and higher pay. And that's making it very difficult to find the ambitious people who wanted to lift themselves up,
mm-hmm,
because they're being sold corporate America as the alternative to the sweat of building your own business.
Well, and now corporate America is getting all the advantages from our government. Small businesses are getting the hindmost, and crumbs, temporary, qualified crumbs and temporary crumbs, you know, and so it's all this is, it's almost like that we've done something wrong, John. And the truth is the world would be a better place if everybody behaved like small businesses.
Yeah, the tax bill is kind of the equivalent of telling the Philadelphia Eagles that they're going to have to play Brady with one less defensive.
Right. Back. Yeah. Yeah. We favor that. We favor the Patriots.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. That's a good point. I like that analogy. I don't like it, but I think it's a good one. So what do we do about
true.
It, John? Is
true.
I have been saying. I have been talking to people who are still up there inside the Beltway working on this, and they tell me that they're still working on it. So I'd like to encourage you to start raising as much cane as I have been on your elements of this, and I can put you in touch with the right people who can make sure that people know about this. See, I think your example of this – of the way they treat this income, this equity, I should say, I think your example is one that can be fixed.
I would hope so. It is. It's very simple. It's apparently just a line or two. I haven't read the actual text of the bill, but it's apparently
but
just
you need
a line
to remind
two.
Me and let me put you in touch.
That makes a huge change.
Because there are people, the National Taxpayers Union, the NFIB, Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, I think they're continuing to try to work on this thing. So hopefully they will. Hey, John, I need the website again one more time, please.
Your Exit Map is where the free tools are, and you can find out more about me and my speaking and my writing at johnfdaney.com.
He's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, John, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.